This is Wade Renske with the Chief Organizer's Report, All Sales and No Shame for Co-op Cold Boosters. I read some of the opinion pieces that rural electric co-op leaders offer their members through their monthly combo newsletters and ad sheets. I sometimes find myself scratching my head as I read these editorial propaganda pieces. I do so not necessarily because of what they are saying, but because of what they're deliberately avoiding saying sometimes as they try to sell their readers on their approach and, of course, the status quo. None of them are worse than Vernon Buddy Heston, President and CEO of Arkansas Electric Cooperatives, Inc. and Arkansas Electric Cooperative Association. He has devoted his last several columns to making the argument that in Arkansas, they need to stay the course with what he calls a diversity or balance of fuel sources. He underlines the fact that he's taking aim at alternative energy sources in order to tout coal and nuclear. All of this is masked in his concern about winter heating and the storms that hit the area in 2021 and, more recently, with 2022 Winter Storm Elliott. As he says, to put that in simpler terms, the concern is that there wouldn't be enough power available to meet everyone's needs in this winter. This is particularly challenging in that nationally we continue to see coal and nuclear plants shut down to be replaced with intermittent resources like wind and solar. This is a challenge because coal and nuclear plants are almost always available, whereas intermittent resources are subject to weather conditions. Reading Heston, it's clear that reliability and reserve power is, in fact, his only concern and sole priority. Climate never gets a mention from Heston. Weather worries him, but the consensus on climate change seems unknown to him. Of course, it isn't really. As a top REA executive, he knows climate change is an issue, but he's not worried about telling the whole story. He's just trying to sell the members to support his keep-on-keeping-on policies in Arkansas. Change of any kind, climate or whatever, is his enemy. He'll get calls and criticisms if there's a power outage or rolling blackout in winter. If the planet burns up and Arkansas is filled with scorched earth and rising temperatures, that's just not his concern. His program is just keep the lights on now, and someone down the line can handle the rest. With even more gall, he tries to contrast his diversity approach with problems that bigger utilities faced in the winter storms, like TVA and Duke Power. He cites their blackout problems without bothering to mention that both are still hugely dependent on coal and his diversity strategy. At TVA, 6 coal-fired plants are in the Tennessee Valley. Fossil plants make up about 19% of the power TVA generates. TVA is the 6th largest power producer in the country and the 6th largest source of carbon emissions in the U.S. At Duke Power, coal fuel represents about 27% of our generation portfolio. Duke is the 1st largest U.S. power producer and the 1st largest source of carbon emissions in the U.S. Unlike Hanson and the AEC in Arkansas, they understand they have a problem and that coal and climate are top concerns. Duke, on its website, touts their increasing dependence on coal. Since 2010, we've retired 6,539 megawatts of energy from coal-fired units and invested in natural gas and renewable energy sources, while also maintaining reliability and rates below the national average. By 2024, we will retire an additional 862 megawatts for a total of 7,401 megawatts retired from coal-fired generation. That will be about one-third of our former coal portfolio. Hanson doesn't want to mention that these are still companies that hugely rely on coal, yet they still had outages because that would get in the way of his argument that we have to keep coal fires burning. He's not alone, of course. He's only parroting the view of a whole lot of REC top executives. In the top 10 list of the power companies most carbon dependent, all of them were rural electric cooperatives. Hanson doesn't just want to shade the story to fit his sales strategy and personal job security, but he has to make sure he doesn't break ranks with his buddies in the REC world. Cooperatives are supposedly membership-run and dedicated, but there's no way that these servings of half-truth and faux concerns serve them well, either now or in the future. Leaders need a vision forward, not Hanson's commitment to nothing but the rearview mirror. This is Wade Renske for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.